Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my life, my world, my life, my day. We've got a having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and Walter is the author of the book The Lords of Strategy, and let's put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. You know how to find me, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Walter, we're talking about. Thanks again, by the way, and thanks for 10 great years of hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much. We're talking about holiday parties. You know, Walter, and how to behave, how to be careful in when you attend them, whether they're work parties. It might not just be work parties. It could be community parties, right? I mean, you can get yourself upside down at any party if you don't behave yourself. So, Walter, couple of things I want to ask you about. First, I have a very active sense of humor. I like witty people. I like being witty around people. I also am excellent at sarcasm. I know sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's so much fun. And so sometimes my sarcasm gets me in trouble. That's another thing to be careful about, isn't it?
Absolutely. You want to be, and especially at a holiday party or that time, what you think is just a witty comment on somebody's outfit or their performance in the past year or something. If they've had a drink or two, they may take with dreadful seriousness and think that, you know, you're really putting them down. So, and if you got to tell that particular story or some other tale, it's not a bad thing to ask beforehand. And sincerely, look, may I tell you my joke about the two Acadian charioteers and
right.
Or something?
Would you like to hear this joke? It's a little bit off color, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Let me throw another level of degree of difficulty in this. These parties are now being attended by the widest range of generations ever in the history of the marketplace, of the workplace. There are people
right.
who are going to attend these things in their early 20s and maybe early 80s, maybe late 70s, early, who knows. And if you and I show up, Walter, we're on the other end of the spectrum, right? So
we are indeed.
So there are a lot of different life experiences, references. When I talk to my grandsons and I talk I use references that I've used all my life that once upon a time, nobody would have thought anything of. And I mean, zero would have raised any eyebrows. My Gen Z grandsons raised their eyebrows like, you can't say that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's another thing we got to deal with. This could be a landmine, a minefield here, Walter.
Absolutely. I mean, things that you and I at our advanced age thought were, say, complimentary things to say about somebody else's appearance or comments on their dress would just, you know, be absolutely microaggressive now for some people and beyond the pale. Another rule, when you got multiple generations, one thing I can assure you is that people in their 20s and 30s do not want to see people my age and your age dance. So if there's dancing, something
You're
like
right.
that.
Grosses them out, doesn't it?
Stay away off the dance floor. Don't
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Walter. I like to dance. Why can't I have fun?
I bet you're a great.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I mean, nobody wants to see you demonstrate the Watusi or the swim.
What about my disco? What about my disco moves? Come on. I got disco moves.
Your disco moves, right.
So I mean, why shouldn't I? But you're right. No, I know. But again, this is part of having fun, right? But you just never know. I think we should apply something one of my mentors once said to me one time. I've forgotten exactly, but I was in some kind of a quandary, and I asked him what I should do, and he said, check your position. What he meant was, look around you and see what's happening around you. I think checking your position in these things has a lot to do with it. What do you think?
Oh, I think absolutely true. And like we said before, if somebody is dancing with a lampshade on their head, don't get yourself in the position or too close to that, or don't necessarily feel like you got to pull a lampshade off a lamp and dance too.
Well, of course, the dancing also depends on who's providing the music, right? If the kids are providing the music, you can't dance to that music.
Well, yes, and you shouldn't even try. But similarly, you shouldn't be bringing back, all of your disco hits.
The kids won't come if we're going to have the oldies, but oldies and goldies. So, last thoughts, Walter. Wrap it up for us. What's our last?
Well, okay. If you're going to have drink, make sure you have food. Make sure the food is there when the drinks come out. I've seen parties where they didn't deliver the food until an hour after.
Should be the opposite, right? Deliver the food first and then the drinks.
Bring the food first and then the drinks. Have a good time, but monitor yourself. Watch your position, as you were saying. Don't be a Grinch, but don't be a fool either.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't make the next party, especially if it's a work party, you bet your job prom night. And, hey, Walter, it's always fun to have you on the show. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
I will do, Jim, and happy holidays to you and
too.
Your listeners, okay?
Happy holidays. The Lords of Strategy, that's Walter's book, is still outstanding. I love the whole book. Got to take a quick break, folks. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.